Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Stefanski on Dylan Gabriel and what he's been doing through training camp so far. Dylan potentially starting for the Browns coming up on Saturday against the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot will depend on what's happening today as they practice in Philadelphia.
One, two, three.
Baskin and Phelps present. There's always reps in Philadelphia.
What do you have, Dana?
Your update of the reps in Philadelphia, gentlemen. 11 on 11s going on right now in the red zone. Second play was a drop touchdown from Joe Flacco to Fannin on a post. It bounced right off his chest. They ended up converting one a little bit later on. Dylan Gabriel up next on 11 on 11s with a clear coverage sack. Couple plays later, Bates drops a pass. I'm taking this from Daniel Oifusi of ESPN. Drops a pass in the flats. Would have had the space to beat the defender on a pylon. There was also a false start in there as well. Session wrapped up with Joe Flacco running with the ones for a couple more plays. Found Fannin on a quick out. Then Mitchell knocked it out the corner, I should say, from Toledo for the Eagles. Knocked him out of bounds right before reaching the goal line. So we will keep you up to date on anything else that is going on with joint practices, but it is sounding like Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel on 11 on 11s in the red zone at this point.
Which means what to you, AB?
All right, so let's go through this again. It's Joe. First of all, it clearly
two drops and a penalty. Nice.
Well, that's the problem they were having, you know, yesterday too. Is they've been playing sloppy. They played sloppy last week because they're behind the defense.
Both.
I think that's one of the issues. If Dylan Gabriel looks, I don't know.
He's participating in 11 on 11. Yeah, that to me screams he's playing at the very least on Saturday. Playing, if not starting.
I would. Yeah, and Pickett's not out there?
As of now, no.
I got it. Flacco's not playing. He's your starter game one. I don't know where they are with. I don't know why, but I have a feeling Pickett's going to end up on the IR to start the season.
As people have also been asking in this whole thing, if we could include anything involving the defense. Problem is, guys, it's tough to find any update involving the defense because everybody's so focused on the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But our buddy Lance Reisland chime in and saying the defense looks fantastic today as it did yesterday as well. Mason Graham's had a really good set of practices. Miles Garrett has looked good as well against the Eagles' offensive line. So. The best I give you, if I see anything defensively speaking, I'll get it out there, but it's tough to find.
All right, so are you buying what I'm saying, that Flacco's clearly your number one starter?
He's the number one starter completely by...
It's not by default.
No, it is by default, along with having the pedigree as a starting quarterback.
He's earned it.
Well, he's earned it.
He's
earned it because the other guy can't compete with him right now.
Other guys... Right? Is that what you're
saying? I'm gonna say guy. To me, the starter for week one came down to Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. And so if one of the guys isn't on the football field, then it's clearly the other guy. And it would have been the other way around had Flacco messed up his hamstring and Pickett were out there doing this. Pickett would be your starter.
All right, go back to my theory here now I just think today's kind of a big day because you got one more week left here. Yeah. And anything could happen in any moment's notice here, right? But Flacco is not playing, not going to play on Saturday. Will play against the Rams first quarter, I would think. And then will be your
maybe
starter.
Maybe first half.
And then will be your starter for week one against Cincinnati.
The only way that...
Pickett, to me, if Pickett's not on the field by next week, he starts the season on the IR.
If he's on the field next week and is able to practice after the Philadelphia game and is able to practice and perhaps, you know, like completely be good to go next week, I think there's an outside chance he could still win the starting quarterback job. But it's a real outside chance.
He's got to play against the Rams to win that starting
absolutely
job. Okay.
Absolutely.
We're on the same page here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if Flacco played a quarter and Pickett played a quarter, or if Flacco played a half and Pickett played a half, then you actually make a decision.
I think they feel confident in whether it's from the play on the field or not. I think they feel confident that Gabriel's the two right now, and Sanders would be the three. Depending on if you go with my Pickett theory that he's going to be on the IR.
If you go with that theory, yes, absolutely.
One of these guys is going to end up on the IR. There's just the injuries are there, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's not. This isn't, you know, like, oh, we. There's enough there that if somebody had a hamstring pull and they were the number three quarterback,
hang on, Larry,
you could kind of hang on to them for the start of the season and not have to wait 4 weeks to put them out on the field.
Larry's in Elyria. Larry, welcome.
Yeah, hey.
Hey,
how are you guys doing?
Okay.
Okay, I think maybe one of the reasons why the fans are not taken to Gabriel, I don't know if anybody's brought this up yet or not, is how he played against Ohio State.
I thought about that, Larry. Larry, I think you're 100% right. I agree with you. Yes.
You know, he played very good the first game, okay? But then in the playoffs, when it really counts, Ohio State made the adjustments. And how many passes did they knock down on him? Quite a few, I thought.
Yeah, I can look it up.
The NFL can make those adjustments much more readily than Ohio State did. So I think that's what the fans are looking at. You know, his past performance in games that really counted.
He did pass for 299 yards in that second game against Ohio State.
How many passes did he have knocked down, though?
That I don't know.
And the other thing is, when you're blowing a team out like that, you're going to let him complete shorter passes. But what I'm saying, when it was on the line early in the game, he didn't do much of anything. So that's what I think what a lot of fans are looking at as far as the history we've seen with him, you know.
It might be, Larry, but now yeah. Keep this in mind,
hopefully
though.
It's not, but I don't know. That's the way I look at things.
But keep this in mind. The guy was 13-1 last year. The only game he lost was to the team that won the national championship.
Yep.
And the last game they played.
Yeah, but they also,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think the point, Larry, the point you're making is the first time they played, it seemed like a much more even game. And then when they came back and played in the Rose Bowl, it wasn't. I mean, Ohio State, Jack Sawyer had, you know, an amazing game, and they won 41-21 in that. So, and the defensive game plan for that game, if they would have pulled that out against Michigan, they probably would have beat Michigan, too. I still don't know what they
were
thinking.
He didn't throw an interception in that game, Andy. I mean, the dude threw only 6 interceptions last year.
Yeah, but if you go back and watch those two games, that I understand why Ohio State fans may feel the way they do about Gabriel. I get it. The other part is, I mean, it's kind of hard, and I know Sanders played at multiple schools too, but I think sometimes when you stay at one school, you're able to sink your teeth into a player. Now, I know that it's totally different.
Yeah, welcome to college today.
Yeah, so, but I mean, if you played at Oklahoma,
contradict your thought?
On which?
On staying at one school and sinking your teeth into a guy and really...
Yeah.
Will Howard.
No, when you win a national championship, it's easy to sink your teeth and go, oh, that guy's a Buckeye.
Well, it's easy to go 13-1.
Joe Burrow.
Oregon.
Right, Joe Burrow. Like, Ohio State fans want to claim him. I'm like, I'm an Ohio State fan. It's hard for me to think of him at LSU.
Well, hard to claim him when he barely played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how you're like, I can't believe Ohio State didn't play Joe Burrow. Why didn't they? They were like, they lost one game while he was there.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, clearly he's a pretty good quarterback.
In the pros, yeah. In the pros. He wasn't the best quarterback at Ohio State in the time. It's just
apparently,
guys mature as they go through their career.
He wasn't the best quarterback at the time for what Urban Meyer wanted to do.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haskins was good. right?
Yes.
I mean, he was real good.
How were you going to walk away from that at the time?
Well,
you weren't.
You could have, but it depended on what you were looking for. And so,
or maybe you just think Urban's a bad coach.
I get it. Urban saw what he wanted, and Haskins was really good. It's hard to argue with that because he was really good.
Yeah,
I get that.
It's like I keep quoting Mike Lombardi, but Lombardi said last week that, and this is wild, you know, the difference between being a general manager in the NFL and being a general manager in college. Did you catch this quote? It was a good one. He said, you know, in the NFL, if you miss on a second round pick, you pay for that forever.
Yeah.
In college, if you miss on a five-star recruit, there's 100 five-star recruits waiting to take his spot. And I thought that was really wise of when he said that, because it makes you think, oh, maybe you're better off being a GM in college than you are.
I think it's obvious, though, don't you?
Not necessarily.
I mean, think about college kids, you know, coming out. And think about it at Ohio State.
Okay.
If they lose their starting running back, what do they do? All right, next man up. Let's go. And it's not like it is in, you know, in pro football. Next man up. Oh, instead of the first round pick, we have a sixth round pick, guy who was not as highly thought of. But at Ohio State, you're stacking up big time recruits, so you're going to have those kind of guys. And that's, you know, that's kind of to bring it back to the Browns here. You're stacking up quarterbacks. The problem is you don't have one that you think you're sold on yet. And I think that's the problem. Is it anything more than a bad coincidence and a bad break that three of the four quarterbacks who were competing for this job in training camp have been injured?
I don't think it's a bad. I think it's football. I think I've said this before that the quarterback.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Excuse me. Depth chart for the Browns is going to be based on attrition. Because it's the NFL. Because you have to have two starting quarterbacks on every team now. And it seems more than ever that you've had to do that. I mean, how many times have we had quarterbacks since 99 play the entire season? Like two or three times?
Well, it doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't happen in the NFL.
But even good teams have to go away and use their backup quarterback for a little bit, and even if it's just for a game. So you have to be ready. And the thing about the Browns having four, five, six quarterbacks right now, it's because no one stands out and says, I'm going to be no one stands out that they're the right age or the right arm or the right decision making or the right ability to get rid of the ball fast enough. No one stands out to be what we would define as a franchise quarterback, because if you could do all those things, you'd be a franchise quarterback. We don't have any of those guys. You know, Gabriel and Sanders, they could be because they're so young. They have the potential to be. You could say Pickett does too, somewhere down the line, and go, man, Steelers really made a mistake there. I understand why Philly, you know, moved on. That makes sense, and why they didn't try to keep him there. But you have two that have the potential to be franchise quarterbacks. 2.
Here?
You do.
I think you have 3. Now, is it likely for any of them? No, I don't think it is. I don't think it's likely that Shador becomes your franchise quarterback, or Dylan Gabriel, or Kenny Pickett. Doesn't mean it can't happen. I just don't think it's likely for any of those three.
I'm just not all in on Pickett, but I could be.
Oh, no, you're not.
I just...
And I understand
it's
that.
It's because of Pittsburgh. I know a lot of times I, you know...
Yeah, but can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Why does he get no credit for actually winning some games in Pittsburgh?
Because of the way they won. Because it wasn't... Like, ask
fourth
Steeler
quarter
fans.
Comebacks.
Yeah, I still think Steeler game fans...
Game-winning drives.
Ask Steeler fans. They'll tell you. And the franchise wasn't sold on him. I think that it kind of goes back to... And I'll just put a bow on this. That it goes back to the credibility the Steelers have and their ability to pick good quarterbacks. And yes, every once in a while they go through a phase where they pick a guy that just isn't going to lead them to the Super Bowl. But if the Steelers move on from a quarterback, I think it resonates a little bit louder.
Well, they've moved on from 3 of them in the last couple of years, and 2 of them are starting for other teams in the NFL right now. That's why I think Pickett might be getting a raw deal. You agree? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.